Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the really, really cold news time? Sorry about the whole reptile thing, but it's really bloody cold on this boat. Winter is twatting here and I hate it.
I don't think you should apologise for reptile, Phil. Like, always whack it out when you can.
But today's wrestling news, let's get to it. Before we get going, make sure to subscribe to the video, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's news stories, and the links to each story is in the timestamps in the description. But first up, we have a bit of news about a certain SmackDown superstar that creative has nothing for. Yes, Lars Sullivan has fallen into the big creative has nothing for you black hole in WWE. Now, this is coming from Ringside News, so take it with a little bit of a pinch of Ringside News, but they say that one tenured member of the creative team has noted that Sullivan's situation is just typical falling through the cracks, is the quote that they used. Now, obviously, he returned at the draft in this year, about a couple of months ago, and then he sort of spent a couple of weeks squashing a few people, and then he had those interviews where he addressed his freak situation, let's say, and then we've not seen him since. Personally, don't think it's a huge loss. but yeah, just another case of creative having nothing for someone.
Yeah, and we touched upon this, I think, last week or the week before on the SmackDown review, where it was noticeable that he was missing because they'd put that much attention on him going into it, but the show wasn't affected at all by the absence. So it was one of those things where you just felt like, okay, cool, great, let's move on to something else. It's just try and forget that happened, because that it felt like they were trying to there was no clear direction with what they were trying to do with him. They were like, oh, he's a monster, but he's empathetic because he's got loads of the history, and then he's been very tortured as a child, but then he killed his teachers, and it's like, what? It's just not gonna miss this, I'll be honest. At all.
Me neither.
So, yeah, in terms of SmackDown as well, obviously SmackDown was last night, a lot of things went down on the show, but one of the more notable things, it just made me chuckle, was Billy Kay popped up at one point. Michael Cole and Corey Graves just having a chat, and then she just wheeled on in behind him on a little chair, and she was like, right, gentlemen, I can take over this job because I'm so overqualified. I was too overqualified for the SmackDown Women's Survivor Series team, which they didn't win, so, you know, if they would have had her on the team, they probably would have won. That's just the way it goes. And she's been, like, handing out CVs for most of her appearances on SmackDown recently. We've now had a reveal, you could say, of this CV, because she's been dropping it everywhere. She's been dropping it on Cole and Corey Graves' laps. She's been putting it on Natalia's bag. She's been like, there you go, there's a CV. So she put it on Twitter. Natalia popped it on Twitter, and then WWE on Fox put it on Twitter as well, and just, like, really exposed it. You can go and check it out yourself, but I've got like two little points that she's got on the CV that I thought were quite interesting. She's put, she exhibited excellent teamwork and strong work ethic by promoting camaraderie, and that was during her WWE Women's Tag Team Championship run and challenge and all the rest of it. And most of the points under that are her trying to, she pretty much polishes up gossiping and just talking a lot, really. It's like, yes, we talked about our opponents' flaws and how we would take advantage of them. So, in other words, they just tore into their opponents, which is what the Iconics did very well. And then on like the bit at the top, which is just a basic kind of skills, she put successfully marketed, sold, and secured sponsorship contracts with WWE. So, Yeah, she sounds very important, this Billie Kay. You know, I might have to look into this CV and just see, yeah, if she could fit into the daily lives of us here at What Culture. We could use a Billie Kay, couldn't we?
We could indeed. Yeah, I'm a big fan of this ever since she started popping up on SmackDown and when she like trying to get the Street Profits. I don't know what her end goal is with this CV because she's already got a job and it's on SmackDown. So I'm not entirely sure, but this for me is the perfect right side of stupid. And I've been thoroughly enjoying every bit of it so far. So yeah, more of this from Billie Kay. It's really good fun. And hopefully it actually leads to some storyline and some in-ring success down the line. Because yeah, she's obviously good enough. And yeah, it's just really good fun. I really like it. Every time she's on TV, it makes me smile. So what more can you ask for when you're on your sports entertainment show, eh?
Exactly.
But speaking of sports entertainment shows that are slightly less entertaining, Raw! They've announced some things for next week's Raw. Obviously, they have the big triple threat match between AJ Styles, Matt Riddle and Keith Lee for the number one contendership for the WWE Championship. That has suddenly become a sudden death triple threat match. Whatever that means, I guess maybe it's elimination or... I mean, aren't all triple threat matches sudden death? Because as soon as someone gets pinned, they win. So is that sudden death?
Yeah, I don't know if it... I think my mind was trying to make sense of it as like a time-based thing. Where it's like a time trial. Like, but it doesn't really... It just feels like typical WWE going, oh, yes, this is very special, one of a kind. It's like, no, this is what happens.
Yeah, so no idea. If you have any idea in the comments, let us know. But the biggest thing is another Moment of Bliss segment with Randy Orton, obviously going to be addressing the Fiend's interference in the AJ Styles match that Randy Orton had this week and see where that story is going, going forward. So that should be good fun, a bit of Alexa Bliss in this character against Randy Orton. I'm all for. I hope she's Sister Abigail's in. She probably won't, though.
Yeah, no, if she doesn't now, this segment just doesn't make sense. Why is it happening?
Yeah.
But I think they've done this before. They did it a couple of weeks back, and it was quite entertaining because Alexa Bliss is just... She started to have loads of fun with this. You could tell, like, she really understands what role she's playing in these feuds, and I think she gets a very different reaction out of the people she's sharing the ring with because the likes of Randy Orton and everyone else who's interacted with her recently, they're not used to... interacting with this kind of surreal person. Like, we've seen everybody chatting away to The Fiend and, like, Bray Wyatt's, like, TV host character, but Bliss is just such a sudden shift in everything. You just drop her in there with anyone. It's like, oh, this is new. Okay, could watch this. But saying that, this isn't new because they've done this before. But fingers crossed, I hope it's going to be very good. Speaking of Firefly Funhouse stuff and that world of craziness that Bray Wyatt calls home, you remember recently they had this... Wobbly Walrus character that was revealed on SmackDown, and it was a not too subtle dig, we all understood, at Paul Heyman, really, wasn't it? And that led many people to believe in, okay, cool, we're going to go towards a Roman Reigns Fiend feud now. As soon as Roman's come back, he's got his Universal Championship. Again, Alexa Bliss did that little turn and look at the Universal Championship a couple of months back. That made us all think, yeah, that's where they're going. But apparently, according to Ringside News, and this was confirmed later by the Wrestling Observer newsletter as well, the character was removed because the Roman Reigns feud with Jey Uso was just taking off. It was doing really well. So they thought, okay, let's go down this route. It makes more sense. It's there's more avenues for us to explore in it. And if you saw this week's SmackDown, there's still more stuff to do with it. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And according to the Observer, I thought this was quite interesting. According to the Observer, they've said that there are forces working to protect Reigns from bad booking, and there was a belief that a feud with Wyatt wouldn't help him. Which, yeah, I've got to agree with that. To be honest, like I don't think it would have helped him. It's that kind of feud where nobody can win because whoever loses looks silly, and they want to keep both these characters looking as powerful and almighty as possible. So. Yeah, it's interesting to note that Reigns has people sieving through his storylines, really, to see what stuff is worthy of the Tribal Chief.
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, even just that as a sentence fits in with his character somehow. But yeah, I guess just makes me wonder why they don't give all of their superstars this level of protection. Surely they should be looking at all of their storylines. to find out ones that aren't going to work and they're not doing that and doing something else instead. Because obviously they've got the power to do it.
They do.
They've got the ability.
It stinks of that. Okay, Roman's the big marketable person. Let's keep him happy and make sure we don't take any chances. Then with everyone else, it's just like, we'll just see if it sticks. If it does, great. If it doesn't, we've got somebody else. We'll just throw somebody else in. It's not the way it should be.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. But let's finish up with some Twitter questions because there is not much news today. So the first one comes from Mark Smith, who says, could Seth Rollins return at the Rumble and win, setting up a face Seth versus the Tribal Chief at WrestleMania?
It would be a hell of a shift because he's he's been quite a dastardly little dude, hasn't he, over the last couple of months with the Rey Mysterio stuff. I mean, to be honest, they could just play Becky Lynch's theme tune, show a big picture of Becky Lynch on the screen, and then Rollins coming out going, I'm the daddy, and then he's a face for me. I'm like, yeah, cool, go and beat him up. I'm happy with that. So I'd like to see that, whether we will, and I don't think we will.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't know, as weird as it sounds, I don't think Seth Rollins is the right sort of Mania opponent for Roman at this time, unless they sort of rehabilitate him and shuffle up the card quite a long way. I do think maybe they could bring him back as a face, because obviously he's going to have the goodwill of anyone who disappears for a while and then we miss them and then they come back and everyone likes them, obviously, because we like these guys. And also the extra goodwill of just having a baby and things, and it just fits in nicely, doesn't it? But I think in general I prefer Seth Rollins' character as a heel, so I think I'd rather him stay as a heel.
Do you think when he comes back, he's going to bring the kid on television and be like, this is the new Messiah, and just go for a whole new thing like that? It's the birth of the SmackDown savior. Like, he could do some kind of weird angle like that, maybe.
Maybe. He could treat his child as the second coming of himself. Next question. I've actually been asked by two people, so I figured I kind of have to ask you this. James Ballesteros and Mr. Phoenix have both asked, so the Mysterios are heels now, right? After SmackDown.
Yeah, not really had a chance to explore that, but it was very odd because they were up against the guy who will always be a heel, really. I can't ever see him turn into a face, Mr. Baron King Corbin. And they just kept interfering in the match. They kept popping up and, like, on commentary, they kept noting it. Like, Corey Graves, who's technically, like, the heel commentary, if you want to call him that, he kept saying, oh, this is not right. This is wrong. They're interfering. And I was like, I massively agree, Corey. this is not what we expect from the Mysterio clan, is it? Is it Murphy? Is he slowly, like, taking a bit of that evil that Rollins instilled into him? Is he infecting the Mysterio clan? Is that what's going
on? Maybe. Maybe that'd be an interesting way to do it. And maybe they're all just channeling a bit of Eddie and they're doing the whole they lie, they cheat, they steal, but they're still good guys. I don't understand. I don't know where they're going with this. I'm willing to give it time, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just a bit strange.
Yeah, as long as it's just not the same Mysterio Rollins eyes being pulled out of the head stuff, I'm willing to give it a chance. Big time.
Would this have the same questioning effect with anyone other than Rey Mysterio, because he's just such the epitome of babyface?
Yeah, it's a very good point. Like,
that it doesn't really make sense for him at all.
It felt so out of character, because, like, I don't know if he's done the odd lie, cheat and steal thing over the years, but this didn't feel like that. It felt like blatant, oh, we're going to use our numbers advantage to win this match. That's our game plan, which is a bit odd.
It is a bit odd. And the final question comes from Matt Reigns, who says, good morning, gents. Hope you're doing well. Who do you guys think is eventually the man to take the belt off the Tribal Chief?
Otis. No, it should have been Otis. Should have been. Got his damn Money in the Bank contract taken away. It's a really tough question because I don't want anybody to. it's the way things are right now. Big E, if I'm going to choose anyone, in a perfect world, not necessarily in the next couple of months, but if he goes on a very big long reign, the person who deserves to end it, if it's built up as this big prestigious thing, is Big E, because I think he deserves that Universal Championship spot, and just, I think he'd excel in that role.
Yeah, I think whoever it is going to be catapulted into greatness after this, or at least they should be, and they should be treated as like not beating the streak level, but like beating Mania, beating Brock level kind of thing. I did originally think it was going to be Brock, and then like Paul turns on Reigns, but then you'd need a face Brock to go up against him. But I also think that it'd be better if Roman just beat Brock in the long run. So yeah, Big E's a good shout. That's who I was going to say. Or either that or Daniel Bryan, because he's just brilliant and it just works. But I also don't see him beating him, really.
Curveball, Sami Zayn beats him by count out. The stipulation is that he can win the title by count out. That's my curveball.
That's a big curveball. Oh, yeah. Really, really big curveball.
You watch this video back. It's going to happen.
It's not. And on that note, that is the end of the news. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow everyone at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure to subscribe to the channel and comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, including who you think is going to beat Roman Reigns eventually and when it's going to happen. And if it's going to be Sami Zayn, no, it's not. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never-ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.